We got the sad news over the weekend of the first infant death from coronavirus in this country, in Illinois. The governor there said experts tell him the mortality rate for children is still very low. But what about women who are pregnant? There are new rules at hospitals aimed at limiting expectant moms' exposure to COVID-19 during childbirth, but some pregnant women are still looking for alternatives to the hospital. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav reports.
Nikki MacGyver Brown's phone's been ringing a lot lately.
Here's one here. She is calling about the coronavirus.
The certified nurse midwife sits in an exam room. A sticker on her open laptop reads, "Midwife at your cervix." She plays a message from a recent call.
I am 4 months pregnant and currently being seen at a doctor's hospital who had an outbreak of corona and is now closed, and I am looking to transfer care to a home birth or birth center.
Brown owns San Antonio Nurse Midwife Birth Center in Garden Ridge, Texas. She says she's been getting 20 calls like that a week from women considering birthing centers and home births. That's double the number she usually gets.
Probably about 70% are about COVID and 30% are about the support people.
Brown says most of these women are worried about hospitals exposing them and their newborns to the disease. Others don't like recent rule changes limiting the number of people allowed at the birth. It used to be as many as three. Now it's just one.
So it's really causing a lot of them to become anxious, and it is wrecking their plans.
Set amongst green fields and foggy skies, the feel of this home-turned birthing center is about as far from what you would imagine an urban hospital to be. They have two birthing suites, and Brown often does home births. She says she delivered 59 babies last year. As we talk, a woman pulls up outside Brown's office. Brown calls her.
I see you. I was gonna ask your questions while you were in the car. You ready?
Okay.
The physical checkup will be face-to-face, but to limit exposure, Brown starts the check-in interview outside.
Okay. Tell me about that call.
That was a cough.
I know.
I'm just clearing my throat. I haven't been outside of my house for 2 weeks.
Dr. Shirsi Agard says the hospital is still the best place for all moms to give birth.
We've got decades of data outside of COVID-19 saying it is safer for women not to give birth at home.
She's a professor of obstetrics at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston and says many women are asking questions about how COVID could impact their pregnancy or birth.
We simply don't know. We wish we could tell everybody, don't worry about it, it'll be fine. But we don't know that yet.
Now flu season is looking like a trip to Disneyland because this is just outrageous.
Claudia Cuento lives in San Antonio and should give birth in the next month. She plans on delivering the hospital, but COVID-19 is complicating her plan.
And if I get too stressed, it could, you know, activate labor.
Cuento self-quarantined for 15 days, only venturing out for checkups. And she had hoped to have her husband and her sister with her when she gave birth. Her hospital says her sister can't be there. And there's a chance hospitals could further restrict who can be in the room. When asked what she would do if she had to birth with no emotional support people, Cuento said she didn't know, but probably would still go to the hospital. Her husband, Joey Cuento, a nurse, says if he has a vote, it's for the hospital.
I know her answer is maybe yes, maybe no, but for me, it would be a definite yes, because if there is anything that happens, you know, any kind of emergency, she's already at a place where they can perform those types of things.
Hospitals in Texas are still able to keep pace with cases of COVID-19, but if the curve isn't flattened and hospital beds become scarce, it's not yet clear what that may mean for expectant moms. For Here and Now, I'm Paul Flav.